Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking about how to taper, how to be at your best without losing your fitness. At the end of this, I will talk about exactly how I tapered each of my clients for quarterfinals and a little bit about what their training looked like over the last 3 weeks or so. So there are a few abusive notions around tapering that athletes have and that keep them from wanting to taper. And number one is, if I stop training full tilt for a week, then I will lose fitness. And the truth is that 3 to 10 days is not enough time for detraining to occur. There is something called residual training effects, otherwise known as residuals. And they are much longer in most cases than 3 to 10 days, with a couple exceptions, things like absolute speed, which CrossFitters don't usually need. So 3 to 10 days, if you're tapering, is not enough time for your aerobic system, for your maximal strength, to detrain at all. The residuals for that are much longer than 3 to 10 days, 30 days plus or minus 5. So you don't need to worry about losing your fitness if you're keeping your taper to 3 to 10 days. Abusive notion number two, tapering doesn't do anything. Now, there is some truth in this. It doesn't do much. Evidence suggests 1-3% better performance in endurance sports with a taper as opposed to without. But it does help you perform a little bit better. 1-3% is significant, especially the more advanced you get. So how does it do that? Well, number one, you're going to feel fresher when you taper. Lower fatigue while maintaining your fitness. So you have these cumulative effects of fatigue from the off season, from the preseason, from the competition phase. And tapering allows you to lower a little bit the cumulative effects of that fatigue. Now, we don't want to taper so long that we completely lose all sense of fatigue. That would only be prior to the off season that we do that, because the fatigue is a sign that we have sufficient training stimulus. So we just want the fatigue to come down a little bit while maintaining our fitness. Time for aches and pains to go away. So if you have little nagging injuries, things that you're nursing, little soreness, little tendinopathy, things like that, if you give yourself 3 to 10 days, typically those things will feel better than they did when you were in the thick of the pre-competition phase. And what that does is it allows you to compete with less restraint. So if you go into competition and you are basically, you know, you have pain, then pain creates restraint. And so if you can reduce that pain sensation a little bit, then you'll be able to compete with less restraint and more reckless abandon. Okay, how should you taper then? So 3 to 10 days, I've said this a few times, but 3 to 10 days, half the volume always. So whatever training volume you were doing in the pre-competition phase, you're going to cut it in half. You are also going to cut the intensity in half sometimes, not all the time. So half the volume always, half the intensity sometimes. When would you keep the intensity high? Well, you want the loads or the paces to seem easy. So this is what I do with my athletes who don't have any aches and pains and they're feeling a little bit antsy. So what I do with them is I take the simulations that we were doing for quarterfinals and I cut the volume in half. Cut the volume in half. The intensity stayed high, so they were still doing the reps at game speed, but I also added rest intervals. So they were doing half the volume at game speed with rest intervals. So significantly easier than the simulations that they had been running in the weeks leading up to the taper. The rest intervals, what they do is they keep fatigue low. So you're not getting a training stimulus really at all. You're just practicing your game speed. So you are keeping it fresh in your mind and remembering that this game speed or moving this load is something that I know I can do. So if you have an athlete who, or you are an athlete and you're feeling a little bit antsy, you can half the volume and keep the intensity high. When would you reduce intensity by half? If you are nursing an injury, that's when I would bump the intensity down. So Typically, it's really common for athletes to, in the pre-competition period towards the end of it, about the time that the taper is supposed to start, not coincidentally, they start to have some back pain, or they start to have some shoulder pain or some knee pain. And in that case, almost near complete training cessation is the answer. So I have athletes who started to feel those pain sensations. They didn't train hardly at all. They were doing lots of movement-based work, lots of walking, time spent in nature, and just trying to relax to get that pain sensation to go down as much as possible so that when the competition rolls around, they aren't feeling like they have to restrain themselves because they're anticipating the pain sensation. So those are guidelines for how to taper. That is why you should taper. So to review, there are a couple of abusive notions about tapering. One, if I stop training full tilt, then I'll lose fitness. When in reality, the residual training effects last much longer than 3 to 10 days. So you're good to go there. You don't have to worry about that. Abusive notion number two, tapering doesn't do anything. There's some truth there. It doesn't do a ton, but there is some evidence that it can improve performance by 1 to 3%, which the more advanced you get, the more significant that becomes. It helps you do that by allowing you to feel fresher, so the cumulative effects of fatigue go down, while maintaining your fitness. It also gives you time for aches and pains to go away, so you have less restraint when it's time to compete. How should you taper? 3 to 10 days, half the volume always, half the intensity sometimes. If you're feeling good and you're even maybe feeling a little bit antsy, then you can half the volume, keep the intensity high so that the paces and loads that you'll need to expose yourself to at the competition don't feel quite as hard. But if you're nursing an injury, then near complete training cessation, so not training at all or hardly at all for 3 to 10 days is totally fine. Just do some movement-based work, walk outside, get in nature, and relax as much as you can. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being here. If you are listening to the podcast, please rate it and share it with a friend. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. I hope this helps you guys taper to be at your best for the next competition, whether it's quarterfinals or something this summer or online qualifier in the fall, without losing your fitness. And I will see you guys in the next episode.